Good morning with KUAC News, I'm Tim Ellis. City Mayor Jim Matherly has indeed been re-elected, according to new vote totals posted Tuesday by the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The new unofficial results now include votes from absentee and other ballots that were not in the initial vote totals released after the October 1st election. The new vote totals didn't change the outcome of any city or borough race, but they show that mayoral challenger Catherine Dodge narrowed Matherly's lead by about 80 votes. Dodge had held off conceding the race until the uncounted votes were tallied. On Tuesday, she wished the mayor success in the coming term.
I want to thank the voters, and I want to thank my volunteers and all those that supported me and helped us through this race. And I want to wish Mayor Matherly and the council and the administration good luck. We need them to be successful because their success is our community's success.
Borough Clerk April Trickey said Tuesday the canvass went smoothly.
The canvas board completed their job today before 2 o'clock, canvassing all the question ballots and absentee ballots. And they also reviewed the ballot statements and the other regular votes cast on election day, and they found no issues or problems.
The new numbers show turnout for the election was just under 19%. A Fairbanks jury has found a third defendant guilty in the 2016 murder of Palmer teenager David Grunewald, the high-profile case that had been moved here due to pretrial publicity by Anchorage Media. Alaska Public Media reports 19-year-old Bradley Renfro had no visible reaction Tuesday as a judge read guilty verdicts for counts of murder, kidnapping, and vehicle theft. In November of 2016, searchers had started looking for 16-year-old Grunewald after finding his burned wreck of a vehicle. Alaska State Troopers found his body weeks later near Palmer and charged 4 other teenagers in his death. Prosecutors have described the 4 alleged co-conspirators as wannabe gangsters who beat, kidnapped, and then executed Grunewald over some marijuana they said he'd smoked. The 4th defendant in the case has yet to stand trial. In Nome, members of Alaska's first Civilian Police Accountability Commission are learning they have a lot of training and procedural policy to work through before they can be effective in serving their community. Last week, 8 members of the new Nome Public Safety Advisory Commission were sworn in. The members then unanimously voted Irvin Barnes, a lifelong Nome resident, to be the chair of the commission.
I do love my culture. I love my community. I've grown up here, and I volunteered for a reason. I want to be a voice for our people, and I know you guys have that same desire.
Last week's meeting comes nearly 4 months after the commission was written into the city code and after the city council rejected the initial round of appointees for failing to represent the ethnic and gender makeup of Nome as required by the ordinance. The commissioners have till December 9th to complete required training, which includes interviewing trauma victims and racial equity training. A national group called Republicans for the Rule of Law is running advertisements aimed at persuading Senator Lisa Murkowski to be bold and criticize President Trump for attempting to use Ukrainian officials to investigate his political rival Joe Biden. But as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, both of Alaska's senators see many shades of gray in the Ukraine case.
The President of the United States has requested foreign interference in American elections to benefit himself politically.
This ad is showing up in Alaskans' Facebook feeds. It's focused, of course, on that call this summer when Trump leaned on the Ukrainian president for an investigation of the Bidens.
Republicans like you stand up and say that it's wrong. Senator Murkowski, your voice is critical. Stand up for the country and stand up for the rule of law.
Correct. We think that she will be receptive to the message.
Chris Truax is a San Diego attorney who volunteers for the anti-Trump group. And yes, he says Republicans for the Rule of Law really are Republicans. One of their founders is former Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol. Truax says Republicans need to put party politics aside and call out Trump for that phone call to defend, he says, basic principles of American democracy.
The right and wrong of this is very simple and very straightforward. No, Mr. President, you may not encourage a foreign government to investigate an American citizen for your political benefit. That's wrong.
Truax says just a month ago, Republican members of Congress had no trouble condemning the idea of foreign government interference in an American election.
And now that President Trump has decided that it's a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing, suddenly they're completely silent on the topic. And I'm embarrassed for them.
The Alaska delegation is not completely silent. When the White House released the rough transcript of the call 2 weeks ago, Murkowski said it raises questions about the president's intentions. Even without a quid pro quo, Murkowski said it'd be wrong if the president asked a foreign leader to dig up dirt on a political rival.
I'd say that is highly improper. I can't tell from that transcript if that is what we're dealing with.
Senator Dan Sullivan isn't defending all of the president's words in that call. But as he described it to KHNS in Haines, the phone call isn't really about the Bidens.
Read the transcript, because when you read it, I think what the president and his team are saying is he raised the issue of two things. Looking at the previous 2016 election, right? That's the focus of the whole discussion, and corruption in Ukraine, the issue of whether this prosecutor was drummed out.
Democrats and anti-Trump groups like Republicans for the Rule of Law say it's clear in the transcript that Trump's focus on corruption was limited to the Bidens. They say the transcript shows Trump was pursuing his political goals, not the national interest. But Alaska Republican Party Chairman Glenn Clary says that's not certain.
It could be both. I don't know that it's either or. It could be both.
Clary says he doesn't hear Trump doing anything wrong in that call. Then he brings up an unrelated sum of money the Obama administration gave to a different country for a different reason.
So in that regard, isn't everything political?
Clary says it's the Democrats who are putting political interests first.
It depends on who's in charge, correct? If you don't like somebody and you want to neutralize them or you want to demonize them and you're in control, then you do everything possible to do those things to them.
Truax, the spokesman for Republicans for the Rule of Law, says GOP leaders should free themselves from having to make excuses for Trump. He says he's standing up for the American democracy he studied in seventh grade civics class, and he hopes more Republicans will do the same. From Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
For KUAC, I'm Tim Ellis.